Man Show, new Austin Peay Governor's head coach, Nate James. Hey, he's doing big things within Clarksville. Coach, good to talk to you, man. How you feeling so far, man? Being representing the Govs.
Man, I'm still floating on cloud nine, man. I'm excited. Heck of an opportunity, you know, dream come true, you know, to lead my own program and represent a university with such a rich tradition and history and support. And I'm just ready to get up there in Clarksville and make some things happen, man.
I hear that, Coach. What did it mean to you, man, for Austin Peay and the administration to say, hey, Coach Nate James, I want you to be the head coach here, lead our program going forward. No, Matt did a great job the time he was there, left you a good foundation. So you're not walking into something that's going to be a total rebuild job, but Matt's right. A good culture. That tells us about walking somewhere where it's already been set for you. Now you just got to put your twist on there and make it your thing going forward.
Well, it's a team, one, a university, the history, like I talked about, man. You know, I was joking with Gerald. You know, my first really real experience with Austin Peay came when I was in college. You know, I worked at the Nike camp, so all the college guys will play and work out in front of pro guys after the camp was over. And it was just, God, man, he was just killing everybody. I mean, locking us up, you know, going to work on us. And there was an old head coach in there was like, y'all letting that Austin Peay boy kill y'all. Look at Austin Peay killing y'all. And I'm like, Austin Peay, what in the? And it was Trent, you know, Trent Pointhouse, man, he was doing his thing. And from that point on, I was like, okay, there's good players everywhere, man. You know, so the tradition is there, the history, you know, I'm just excited to put my stamp on it, like you said, and, you know, get it back to the glory days, man. It's all about, you know, building your group up, you know, building, mentoring young men on and off the floor. But, you know, obviously we all want to win games, win championships, and get to the tournament. And I just want to do my part to help do that, man.
And Coach, tell us about this, man, having an alignment with the president, the AD, and yourself, having the same vision and mission for this program, because when you don't have that alignment, it can cause trouble fast. Talk about when you're going somewhere where you know the alignment, the vision is set between the president on down for you all to be successful and with that governor's program here going forward.
Well, you know, with me, you know, no one's going to leave Duke. You know, no coach is going to leave Duke for anything less than what they feel is a program university that has an amazing vision. That's going to be in line with what we're already accustomed to in terms of people who want to support, who want to back you, who want to make your experience everything that you wanted to be, because they really take the athletic seriously, you know, so they want you to be good. So all the support is there. And knowing Gerald, you know, from his time at Duke, I knew right away I was going to be working for a great guy, you know, working for someone who had the vision, has worked at, you know, Duke and know what we're all about. So I was kind of going into a situation where I felt extremely comfortable. So once I met the president and I heard, you know, from him, it was like President Lacari was, you know, about servanthood, about helping these, you know, student athletes just become the best men that they can play, that they can be, not just a player, and just giving everything that you can to make their collegiate experience, you know, a positive one. And that was how I came up in school, man. You know, of course, we wanted to win championships and play and try to be pros and chase the dream. All that's part of it. But at the end of the day, every coach that impacted my life, man, they wanted me to be a great man. They cared about me and they wanted to serve me and help me flourish. And that's what this university is all about. And I'm just excited to get with them and, like I said, do some special things, my man.
And Coach, tell me this, man. When did you decide you want to be a head coach and getting this bit professional? I know for me, my dad was a coach, man, but I knew I wanted to talk about it, be a sports dude. I didn't want to be like a coach. I done playing. I didn't want to coach. Because coach, if you do it wrong, if you run the wrong route, I'm going to curse you out. It's probably not good to be a coach that way. So I'm going to curse you out. Run the wrong route, I'm going to curse you out. So I can't be, I say, not enough of me. So let me go on and talking about the sport and the game. Tell me about when you thought you were going to be a coach and preparing yourself to be a head coach. Once you got to say, I'm going to be a coach, I'm going to get started here at Duke and work my way up the ladder with Coach K here.
Well, for me, it started at a very, very young age, man. You know, I played for the legendary coach Stu Vetter in the Maryland, D.C. area. And we used to work his camps. You know, you work all summer long, he'd give you $100 a pair of Nikes. And it was like, all right, coach, man, really going to do me like this? But when you're there, when I was there working with those kids, it was like, man, I really I really like this, man. I really like working with kids. I really like trying to teach the game. And you know, at the time, you know, I ain't know what the heck I was doing, but I just enjoy, you know, just giving back and just being in that environment, you know? So as I really became the player, learning from some of the best basketball minds at the high school level, you know, my high school coach, you know, his last great player was like Kevin Durant, you know? So he's had so many players that played in this over probably 70, 80, you know, high Division I players, you know, multiple pros. So that helped me understand, like, hey, teach the game, you know, you learn it and you're playing at a high level. And I just had that desire to do it. And I went to Duke, obviously, had my career there. And, you know, Coach K knew at very on that since I was a leader, you know, I was all about the team. I did, as a player, I would do anything to help my teammates. So he saw that in me. So already having the passion to do it, having the GOAT, Coach K, you know, kind of see that in me. He was like, look, man, when you're done chasing the dream, you know, done playing to bounce around overseas and whatnot, you know, he said, look, come back. And, you know, he stayed true to his word. You know, he wanted me to be a part of it. And the rest is history, man. But it started at a young age, man, 13, 14 years old, you know, working my high school coach's camp.
I hear that, Coach. Like you said, man, like building a program. You got brilliant program 101 from Coach K. Because Duke has been sustaining for years, you know. You know, I had on my other Duke brother, Coach Blakeney, yesterday from Howard. He's a okay. Funny dude. Kenny funny, yeah, man.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah, so all you guys, Coach Amaker up there at Harvard. And so it's like all you guys, man, got this from Coach K, how to build a program, even Coach Capel as well. So, like, talk about how he showed you all when you would work for him, how to build a program the right way.
Well, it's just the consistency, man. You know, it's the daily disciplines and amazing will to prepare to win. You know, it's nothing is too small. You know, it's all about the details. And, you know, people think, you know, championship's the end game. Like, no, what you do on the daily is really going to affect what type of success you have, you know, whether it be on the floor or off the floor. I mean, that's just how life works, you know. So watching Coach K, you know, each and every day, you know, just, you know, he's an animal, man. He's just like a machine when it comes to, you know, doing everything necessary to maximize, you know, his players, you know. And it's like no days off. He's always on. He's always ready. And, you know, when you're watching him, you're like, you're blown away. And I remember when I first joined the staff, I didn't think Coach slept. I was like, Coach, I mean, what's, like, when do you sleep, man? You know, because we'll be up all day, you know, watching film, practicing games. You know, he just an animal. He just wants more. And I just learned that in order to have that success, you have to be committed each and every day to give it your all. You know, the same thing you preach to your players, you got to live that as a coach. So every coach that has come through and has learned under Coach K, you know, we've learned, obviously put our own spin and all that stuff on it. But just the core and values of what we represent, man, it's just the basics, man. So, you know, hopefully I can take that and that lead to my success. But at the end of the day, you know, as long as we preparing to win and we win in that day, everything else is going to follow.
Now, Coach, that's what I thought about the overseas league coach. I've been around for years, Coach. I was a ball boy at the overseas tournament as a wee below, Coach, but as a ball boy when they was doing it at the South Troy in Nashville, man. So the league has changed so much, but the quality's got so much better. They got tough teams like Murray State. You got, you know, Belmont's always tough. You know, Austin Peay was tough. Morehead State went to a tournament this year. So talk about the league as you see from far there, join the league, how tough it is from top to bottom now.
Well, man, you know, it, you just said it, you know, being at Duke, you know, we played teams in the OVC, you know, we played Belmont and Murray State and, you know, Tennessee State. We played those teams, man. And we tell our guys right away, like, look, y'all looking at the name or y'all may not know these teams, but they're well coached. They have big time players. And if you're not ready, you know, you're going to get your butt kicked, man. They're going to make you work. So I've already kind of, you know, from afar, knew the potential in the league, and I want to be a part of something. You know, like once you leave, like I said, once you leave Duke, you know, you want to go somewhere where one amazing conference, you know, your recruits are got to be excited to be a part of it. You know, we've had pros come out of the OBC now. you know, and I'm excited to have my next pro come out of OVC and do some big things, man. But always have respect for the coaches and for the players of the OVC, and I'm just glad to finally get there and put my stamp on it.
And coach, I've been recruiting guys on your roster right now because I know some guys are coming back. They want to come back with a new rule next for this year for COVID. So how's that been meeting your new guys and they knowing that you're their guy now? You know, they don't have to worry about you being funny acting that you came to coach these young men. Because when guys coaching change happens, dudes be like, I don't know about this guy. So how's that been so far?
Well, you know, I had a chance to have a Zoom meeting before I actually got on campus. And then, so that was really, you know, really good. You know, you hear about a name, you don't know them. I'm sure they probably looked me up, Google me, you know, went to my social media pages and do all the things you can do to try to get somewhat of an idea about, you know, who's going to be their coach. So finally getting a chance to meet them, I got the feeling that there was really a lot of excitement. You know, you're always excited when something's fresh and new.
Oh, so, yeah.
I think they're really anticipating to work with me. Yeah, I told him, like, look, I'm all about player development. I want all of you to get better and enjoy your experience. That's going to be a lot of hard work. You know, you can't get past that, you know. So you're going to work hard. You're going to be tough. And we're going to be together. You know, that's what I talked to him about. And they seem very excited, man. So I'm looking forward to actually getting there. I'm actually back in North Carolina right now, you know, tying up some loose ends. But when I get back, you know, I want to have those individual workouts so I can see, you know, up close and personal, you know, what I'm working with.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And recruiting Clarksville is going to be good because, you know, you're not that far from Atlanta, Memphis. You can go up north to Indianapolis, Cincinnati. You know, you can get to places really good and not kill the budget, you know, which is also important at the overseas level as well. Bro, coach, the budget ain't what it used to be at Duke, bro. Yeah,
I already know. Bro. Trust me.
Yeah, so how's it going to be, man? You know, see, you're in a good place to go get players, man. This is about driving now, not flying.
Hey, I tell you, this may be probably one benefit of COVID, you know. So what all the recruiting is been cut back. So unless they've changed the rules on when you can get out and see kids, you know, it'd be pretty much through what we're doing right now, you know, watching film, doing some Zoom calls and connecting that way and leaning on, you know, all my connections and all the people who want to support me, see me do well, throw me some good players. So right now, I don't have to worry too much about the budget, but, you know, if we are out on that road, hey, I don't mind a road trip, man. Let's get it in as long as I get my guy.
Come to Atlanta, man. That's a bunch of them in Atlanta for you, coach.
I already know. Trust me.
It's a bunch of them. Brothers, hey, go play for my man, the Coach James. Go play for that brother, ATL Ballers. I'm telling you, it's not that far from home. I'm 24-75, you back home, player. It's not that far away.
Yes, sir.
Hey, last one before you coach this, man. The versus battle, who did you have, man? Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Islands. Who did you have Sunday, man?
Oh, man, I got to go Earth, Wind, and Fire, man. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
You know, I take that back. When Isley, man, you know, they still sound good, man.
Yes.
I take that back. My man, he's still smooth, man. You know, a little gray now, you know what I'm saying? But it's just
he's gonna be 80 years old, coach. 80.
I'm going to Isley's. I'm with you. I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
Bro, I'm like, then he went from this twist and shout to Mr. Biggs. I'm like, man.
Yeah.
I'm 34, so you know I'm 34. So I'm like, man, I done heard all kinds of songs. It's this brother. And then yeah, I learned about him more when we went through I ain't gonna say his name, but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, he told me more about him. So I'm like, I'm like, okay. But I'm gonna tell you, Summer Breeze is a slick, good, great song because that intro of Summer Breeze with the guitar, Ernie Osley, world coach.
Absolutely.
Sick.
Absolutely.
It is sick. Well, coach, man, thank you for your time today, brother. It was fun to catch up with you, man. Oh, hope to see you in person real soon, whether it's in Nashville in Atlanta. I'm gonna come see you at the office, man. I know right where you're done. I know right where you're done. I know right where you are.
All right, man. I'm gonna hold you to it.
No doubt, coach. Appreciate your time, brother.
All right, man.